For four generations, Mary Stark's family members have played on the athletic teams at Lavernia High School. Stark says that the only way to describe reports about police arresting student athletes for sexual assault is devastating.
Disappointed with things that are happening right now. I know that it's something that our town is going to have to deal with, but I know it's going to be a uphill battle on it.
Stork says that her college-age son played football for Lavernia several years ago, but until now, she had never heard about hazing as initiation for being part of varsity sports teams. Local investigators have said the hazing involved sexual assault by fellow athletes and took place over the past 3 years. The police chief has said that there may be as many as 24 victims. Philip Higginbotham is a youth pastor at Lavernia United Methodist Church and works directly with parents and students attending the high school.
We've heard a lot of, you know, kind of moved out to Lavernia to get away from these kind of things, thinking that that's going to be the case. Unfortunately, this is just one of those wake-up calls where we find out that these kind of things can happen, no matter where you are.
Higginbotham says that he's heard from parents and students who believe that school officials knew about the assaults, but Higginbotham believes that they would have notified law enforcement long ago if that were the case.
I've heard students and parents say they've known this was going on. I can't imagine what it would mean for someone who's given their life and dedication to students to put that on the back burner and say, I care about students up to this point, but no further.
Parents and community members will have their opportunity to question and hear from school officials tonight when the school superintendent, Jose Moreno, addresses the community at a specially called board meeting. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.